Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Republicans may end up re-electing Barack Obama before the 2012 campaign even begins. That from the notoriously conservative and partisan Wall Street Journal editorial page, slamming House Republicans today following yesterday's vote, turning down the Senate's stopgap bill that would have extended payroll tax breaks and unemployment and Medicare payments for doctors another 2 months. Freshman Republicans want a year's extension with all sorts of spending cuts to go with it. The Journal editorial board calls the vote a political fiasco for the GOP, a circular firing squad. And in a bit of political theater on the House floor this morning, Democrat Steny Hoyer tried to force another vote on the Senate's two-month bill. But Acting Speaker Republican Michael Fitzpatrick adjourned the chamber and walked out, prompting this response from Hoyer.
As you walk off the floor, Mr. Speaker, you're walking out. You're walking away, just as so many Republicans have walked away from middle-class taxpayers, the unemployed, and very frankly as well, from those who will be seeking medical assistance from their doctors, 48 million senior citizens.
The Christian Science Monitor's Gail Chadwick joins us again from Capitol Hill. Gail, you write, forget lines in the sand. Congress is breaking out shovels. How will they dig themselves out of this?
Oh, that's a very good question. That the metaphor I was using, though, had more to do with Verdun digging in for a long siege than digging out, I'm afraid. At this point, I think all sides are digging deeper.
Well, and what has happened today? We know that there was a meeting, a closed-door meeting, or supposed to be anyway, with House Leader John Boehner. Other than the theatrics on the floor, what are people saying?
Well, I just got off a conference call with Senator Schumer, who is kind of leading policy and messaging for Senate Democrats. And the message there is, you know, Republicans are in a cul-de-sac, and they are losing support fast. They picked up your reference to the Wall Street Journal editorial page. For a conservative, when the Wall Street Journal editorial page turns against you, that is usually a wake-up call. But you do have to remember that the Tea Party is not the same thing as the Wall Street Journal. There's a very, you know, there's an overlap of interest, but it's a very different impulse. It's a populist impulse. And my sense is that the freshmen and the strong conservatives in the Republican caucus have been just waiting for a fight, wanting to see really stand up. It looks to us like they have run the Congress this year, but to them it looks like they have failed because they haven't really reversed the trend of state at this point. They haven't really cut government. A lot of the cuts they thought they made turned out to be things that could be reversed or were smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of frustration in that caucus, and I think a good fight is what they're looking for.
Well, and they seem to have it, as you said, with the Wall Street Journal editorial board, which maybe this represents the schism we've been hearing about in the Republican Party between, you know, the old school leadership and the incoming Tea Party-backed freshman Republicans. But meanwhile, the White House created a Twitter sensation yesterday. They asked Twitter users to respond to the question, what does $40 mean to you? That's the average amount a worker would receive in these payroll tax breaks. And, you know, some of the responses, $40 tank of gas, two less tanks of gas a month. Another tweet, a new winter jacket for my toddler son. So, it escalates. But where does it go? I mean, what's possible in the days remaining?
Well, I think the path that Senator Schumer laid out is simply go to the floor of the House. There will be a unanimous consent request to pass the Senate bill, do it, and it's over. The problem is Speaker Boehner can't do that on his own and remain Speaker. There is strong opposition in his ranks, and I think there would have to be a way to bring everybody back, bring all the Republicans back, have a conference meeting, you know, persuade them, and then go out united. This couldn't have been something that they did today. It really would take bringing the entire caucus along.
Well, meanwhile, President Obama has shortened his vacation to wait this out. He's in Washington, and others have left. We'll keep an eye on this, as we have been all week, with Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Sorry for that phone line, but you are so valuable and worth it. Thank you, Gail.
Appreciate it. Thanks.